Good morning. Although it's not actually morning. It's mid-afternoon. How'd you sleep? Any cry or nightmares? Are you alright? Stupid question. Of course you're not alright. You just woke up from 6 months in the tube. You're a zombie. Shift change is always the worst. Don't mind me, I'm just finishing up my reports. I got a little lazy. Let's just say that it's been boring. Very, very boring. Are you not going to put your uniform on? I mean, you don't have to. Aren't you cold? Well, I'm not acting strange. I'm fine. I'm just, you know, writing reports. And I hate writing reports. And why are you looking at me like that? Do you need to go to medical? Are you sure? Because this is... Oh no. Look. I thought we agreed to not talk about that. I thought we agreed that it never happened. Oh, I agreed. Well, given that I'm your superior, it adds up to the same thing. Stop it. Stop looking at me. Put something on. No, no. I'm not playing this game. I'm not doing that. Like, what happened was a mistake. It was just post-cryo horniness, and it's not happening again. It's not happening again. You are just a nightmare. What are you doing? You can't just sit there. Don't you have tests to do and stuff? Stuff. You know, this is not your first shift. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, I have no problem with you sitting there in your underwear. Believe me. You're not that good looking. I'm not lying. I'm not lying. You're not that good looking. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at my screen because I'm doing my reports. Okay, maybe I am looking at you. But it's only because you're the only thing I haven't seen every day for the last 6 months. I mean, you're nothing special. Stop it. Stop it. Is that a command? Yes, that is a command. Stop it. You want me to be more precise to you? Fine. Stop flirting. Oh, I know you're flirting. Oh, you are... Are you horny? Is that what this is? Relationship... We do not have a relationship. I mean, we don't have a relationship other than professional. Apart from that one blip, one tiny 3 day blip. 3 days is a blip. It is. You'll be happy to hear that I've covered it up in the reports. I needed your assistance with with a thing. A thing. A very complicated and technical thing that I can't remember the name of. I'm not distracted, I'm just tired. I'm due a nap. A 6-month nap. And if you'll go and get dressed, I will... Oh my god, are you being this contrary on purpose, or is this just sheer natural talent? I told you to go and put more clothes on, not to take what little clothing you had on off. Is your naked body distracting me? You know, I could put you on report. I could totally put you on report because this is very, very unbecoming. Oh, it's totally unbecoming. Oh my fucking god. Really? Are you just going... You... No. Okay, look. This has been fun. I mean, it hasn't been fun, but it's been a diversion. But you can't just sit there and do that. Do what? Playing innocent doesn't suit you. You are far from innocent when you're naked and touching yourself right in front of me. Well, not in front of me, to the side of me. I am not looking. And I'm not listening. I am. Oh, you are a nightmare. You really are. And also, you are that good looking. You are ridiculously good looking, and oh, that's just not fair. Oh, I'm just encouraging you, but you are ridiculously hot. But all this is just post-cryo horniness. This is just hormones and dopamine and I can't. I mean, I'm tempted. Oh, that's not fair. That's not fair. I want to. I really want to. Because you are just so fucking hot. And you're not annoying all the time. But I can't. Don't ask me that. Don't ask me if I want to. It doesn't matter because I can't. Those 3 days, it took me weeks to stitch something together to cover it. 3 days off of your schedule. 3 days of twice as many supplies being consumed. That shit doesn't go lightly. That stuff is heavy and... Yes. It shouldn't have happened. I mean, it did happen. It definitely happened. 3 days of you and I just happening all over the place. You're enjoying this far too much. You're enjoying me watching you touch the way you're moaning. Of course it's doing something to me. The moment I saw you were just in your underwear. I've done jack's shit since you came out here. When you're in a room, naked or otherwise, it's hard to focus on anything else. No. That's the problem. That. I'm an officer and I can't fraternize with you, although I really, really want to fraternize with you. Fraternize with you in the most vigorous. No. I can't. There's too much at stake. Well, you know what will happen. I'll get busted down. But you, they'll space you. I hate this system. I hate this ship. And I hate that I can't touch you. They would space you. They see you as disposable. You're not. You are the opposite of disposable, but the company, stupid. Just because I was born on Earth, I'm somehow more important. You stop touching yourself. I was not having a moment. I was not getting emotional. I just don't want you to die. Because training up another Martian is, I don't want another Martian. Such bollocks. You're human, I'm human. Why is it all about the labels? I hate all of us. I just want to. I'm your superior. If I can't touch you. Not until we make planetfall. And that is 2 years away. But I can tell you what to do. Sorry, bad idea. Are you sure? It's weird. No, you're right. It's not weirder than zero G sex. That was weird. Touch us off. You really want me to be specific? Fine, I'll be specific. Show me where you want me to touch you. If I could just reach out and touch you. Show me where. Wow, you're just getting straight to the point. I know. Post cryo horniness. Show me how to touch you. Show me what you like. It's been 6 months. I've got a bad memory and you were so gorgeous. No, you are. You are ridiculously gorgeous. Oh, your skin. just want to lick it. What I do, I want to taste you. Taste the salt of your skin. Kiss you. Kiss my way down your body. Taking my time. Teasing you. Making you gasp and tremble and make noises like that. Just like that. Oh, you are so ridiculously hot. Would you come for me? Please. Please comfort me. Because I can't lie. It's all I've been thinking about for the last 6 months. How you look when you come. How you sound when you come. How you breathe when you come. You. You have taken a toll on my efficiency. And I don't give a fuck. Because you are the most delicious thing I have ever seen in my life. And I just... Oh, the sounds you make. Oh. Do you know how often I've snuck away to just... Oh, to just do exactly that. To... Oh. Comfort me. Comfort me. Let me see you come. I've been waiting, aching, longing. Replaying those moments over in my head. Oh my. Oh my fuck. You're so close. I can tell. Do it. Come for me. Come. Home. Yes. To touch you so fucking bad right now. Oh, I want to bury myself in you. I want to taste you. Oh. Really? Yes. We have a relationship. But we shouldn't. And if anyone... gets a whiff. I don't want to think about that right now. You're not just another Martian. Don't say that. If you didn't matter to me, if you weren't important, I would be fucking you right now. Oh, I would be reveling in that gorgeous body of yours. I would be making you scream my name. I would be taking you apart with my fingers and my tongue. Because I wouldn't care about what happened afterwards. If you weren't important, I wouldn't give a shit, but I do. Because I care. So I'm shaking with need right now. I'm aching and throbbing. I can feel my inner thighs hot and slick. Oh, now you put clothes on. Thanks. Okay, I need to remember how to think because, oh, you have just fried my circuits. I need to finish up these reports and I need to, I missed you. I really missed you, and I might have actually gone to your tube and creepily watched you sleep. I'll finish up these reports and then I'll get prepped for cryo, and then you can put me to bed. Maybe I want your face to be the last thing I see before I close my eyes. Yeah, I have got it bad. I've got it really bad. And when I wake up, oh, I'm gonna be just aching. And I probably won't be able to control myself. I'll sit right there and just make myself calm. And I'll say your name when I do. I can't touch you, but what happens post-cryo? Well, if there's no contact, there's no problem. I mean, if you want... Okay. That was enthusiastic. Okay, go and do your... Yeah. I need you to go so I can be a bit soppy and sigh and... Really... You are such a pain. I really miss that. I really should get these reports done. I wasn't going to say anything. Not yet, anyway. Not until I can touch you, kiss you. Because if I say it before then, I'll... So, reports. Yeah. I missed you too. Now hurry up. It's time for my nap.